Gemara. Okay, today's daf is daf Yud in Maseches Sota. We continue the Agadata, which we started yesterday. We got into it from the fact that the Mishnah discussed Mida Keneged Mida by Anisha Sota, and then we got into Shimshon, also Mida Keneged Mida. Shimshon followed his eyes, and therefore the Plishtim knocked out his eyes. So based on that, we have today's blot again, which is all about Shimshon and related issues. So we are up to about 12 lines up from the bottom on Tes Mabez. We just had a Machlokas 2 days between Rav Chanan and Abaya. How did Delila know when he finally told the truth? He said a few times he was tricking her where his strength came from, and finally she knew that he was telling the truth, either because Nikar and Divrei Emes, the truth is always Nikar, or he mentioned Shem Shemayim and he wouldn't do that without telling the truth. So the second word underlined is Vayihi. Vayihi ki Yetzika. So that's where we're going to start from. It says the Gemara, she pained him every day, and she pushed him, and she wanted to know already what gave him his strength. My vatalseu, what does that mean? Amar Rav Yitzchak de Bei Rebbe, Amar b'shas gemar bia nishmata mitachtav. She, during the Maisa Bia, she never let him finish the Maisa Bia. And that caused him, the Pashas of the Gemara, that caused him tremendous pain, and that's how she pains him. The Ben Yoyada says, when we're talking about Shimshon, who is a very enigmatic figure in Tanakh, you have some evidence that seems to say he was a tremendous tzaddik, and some that says, emphasizes otherwise. So the Ben Yoyada assumes that he was a tremendous tzaddik, so this would be the pain that the Gemara should cause. So it must be that he was in pain because of the Hashchasha Sichva Zera that was occurring. It wasn't just from the Hana that was lacking, but it was Hashchasha Sichva Zera that was occurring because of this, and that's what caused him pain. Okay. V'atahi shamrina v'atishti yayin v'sheichar v'atachli kol tameh. Continuing the story. So what happens? The Malach comes to Shimshon's mother and says, be careful, and don't drink wine, and don't drink anything that comes out of wine, and don't eat anything that's tameh. So my kol tameh, what does it mean, anything that's tameh? She was Jewish, so therefore of course she wasn't going to eat anything not kosher. She always ate dvarim tameh before this. So what exactly was meant by don't eat anything tameh? Rabbi Yitzchak tameh, Rabbi Ami, dvarim ha'asurim b'nazir. Don't eat anything that a nazir can't eat. That's what it means by davar tama here. What does that mean? Rashi says, from our sermon nazir, third wide line at the bottom, mishras anavim could go nazir shashara anavim b'mayim v'yeshbem tam yayin. Mishras, we had back in nazir, tam ke ikr. That's the source of tam ke ikr, that the taste of something is like the ikr item. And that's what Rashi says, that's what's included in this pasuk of don't eat anything tame. Okay. The Rav Schwab in his Sefer, on this week's Parsha, say this over, this week's Parsha, the end of Naso, the Haftar for Parsha's Naso is the story of Shimshon, right? Shimshon the Nazir, and that is the connection to the Parsha. So in the Parsha, the Haftar describes, Vayomer lo, after Eshes Menoch is told that she's going to have this child, she runs to her husband says, where's the Malach? So he runs out, so the Malach again, so he sees the Malach, and he says, what should we do? So he says, and the Malach not only tells Eshes Menoch, Slalponis, as Chazal assume her name was, but also to Manoach himself. So Yisro Veshwab, Kashal Ahavin, says, what exactly was Manoach asking the Malach? After, remember the story, Eshes Manoach comes to Manoach and says, this is what the Malach told me. Manoach runs out and says, hey, what are we supposed to do with this child? So what are we supposed to do? Once she says he's a Nazir, aren't the Hilchas Nazir beforeish in the Torah? So what exactly is the question? He wants to know the Torah Shabbal Peh part of his Zirish, so go ask a Shofet, go ask the Chachamim of that generation. And number two, what happens? His wife tells him what the Malach said, so he goes to the Malach and says, what are we supposed to do? And then the Malach basically tells him the same thing. Malach tells him the same exact thing. He says, "Because she amarti al isha tishamer, whatever I told the isha guard, because she used to be gefen a yain lo sochal, because she tivya tishamer." So what was added? What was added by this? So says Rav Schwab, no, there's a deep insight into chinuch in this Haftorah. V'nira bazeh. No, Manoach knew what a Nazir is supposed to do. And Manoach knew exactly what the Malach told his wife. But you know what he was asking? He was asking, how am I supposed to have a kid that's a Nazir if I'm not a Nazir? How am I supposed to ingrain and teach those values to Shimshon if I'm not a Nazir? That's what he's saying. So what does the Malach answer, Manoach? You're right. The Malach says, Mikol asher amarti al ha'isha tishamer. Tishamer can mean she, but it also can mean you. You're right. You got to act like a Nazir too. You're right. Because chiddush is only by example. So therefore, it's not just like what she has to do. You're right. Whatever I told her, you have to do too. You're bothered. How can you do it? You got to do it. Mikol asher tzivizi al ishtecha. Everything I told your wife, gam atamanoach tishmar. She'ein be'efsharis la'adrich ha'badim derech acheres mimasha darchim ha'avos. Because kids go by not just what the parents say, but by what the parents do. You want your child to be a Nazir, then you got to be a Nazir yourself. That's the pshat of the Haftorah, what he was asking, and also what the Malach answered him. So that's the, again, a beautiful thought related to the Haftorah. We say it over on Shabbos from Mor Schwab in Mayan Beis HaShoeva. Let's continue. By six lines up from the bottom. Vayivka, look at Mr. Malach, after Shimshon killed a couple hundred plishtim with a jawbone, the jawbone breaks, he was very thirsty, and he gets water from the jawbone. But the jawbone broke, and that's how he got water. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Tebe Rabbi Ami, Hu Iva L'davar Tamei, L'fichach Nitzlu Chayev B'davar Tamei. Because he desired a Davar Tamei in Isha from the Plishtim, so therefore, what saved his life was a Davar Tamei. Hashem could have given him a water source from a Davar Tar, but instead he gives it from a jawbone of a non-kosher animal, or at least the jawbone, which is the bone is Tamei, so therefore, that's his Bita Keneged Bita. V'tochel Ruach Hashem, continuing darshaning the psukim, v'chulu, the Ruach Hashem was tochel, was chal, rested on him. Amar v'chama v'rchanina, cholsa nevuasu shel Yaakov Avinu. What does that mean? The nevu of Yaakov Avinu was chal on him. Tachsiv, the pasuk in, v'yachi, yehi dan nachash alei derech. Shimshon was from Dan, Sheva Dan, so Dan was nachash alei derech. That's the nevuah about him. L'fa'amo b'machane Dan, the Ruach Hashem was like a bell, like a pa'amon, rang in him in the camp of Dan. Amar v'yislak tebe rabiyami, milami chayis ha'shchinim b'kashkeshes l'fanav b'kizug. It rang in him like a bell. K'siv hacha l'fa'amo b'machane Dan, v'k'siv hasam pa'amon v'rimon. Or pa'amon zahav v'rimon, it says by the Kohen Gadol's begadim, like by the me'il. It had bells on the bottom. Bein sira uvein eshtoal, and he lived between Sira and Eshtoal, which is right near Beit Shemesh, is this area where Sheva Dan is, and where Shimshon lived. Amar of Asi, Sira ve Eshtoal shnei harim gedolim hayu. They were really two big mountains. Va'akra and Shimshon v'tachan and zebazeh. Shimshon lifted him up and ground them together. That's what it means. He was between Sira and Eshtoal. He lifted up the mountains and he smashed them together. V'hu yachel oshias Yisrael, and he started saving the Jewish people. Amar of Chama bar Chanina. Hucha, what does it mean? Yachel, he started, so don't just take the literal translation of started, but Huchal Shvuaso Shel Avimelech. Yachel means that the Shvua that Avimelech took to Avram Avinu was not Chal anymore. It was Mufar, it was Hucha from the words Lo Yachel Dvaro. Like it says by Nedarim, Tachsiv im Tishaker li ulanini ulanachti. Avram Avinu and Avimelech, right before the Akedah took a Shvua to each other, that are us and our children and our grandchildren should not fight with each other. And now the Shvua was the Bnei Yisrael, we're not bound by that anymore. Why? Top Rashi, Lefi Shehem Avru Ala Shvua Tchila. Once the Plishtim did not keep their half of the bargain, once Avimelech's family did not keep their half of the bargain of keeping their side of the Shvua, so too, Shimshon knew that he was not bound by the Shvua. Just 2 points. Number one, the Marsha says it must be that Avimelech's grandchildren was still alive. Because what does the pasuk say? It's only for him, his children, and his grandchildren. So it must have been pretty old, Avimelech's grandchildren, the Marsha says here. Other Akbarim say, what do you mean? Don't take the Torah so literally. Avimelech wasn't just saying the children and the grandchildren, he means by descendants. He means the descendants. The question is, how do you be Pshan and the Chumash? L'nil and Echdi doesn't mean specifically through the grandchildren, it doesn't mean even more. The Marsha takes it literally that it's the grandchildren. One. Two, this idea that Rashi says that once one side violates the Shvua, then the other side can violate the Shvua, that is something that we had elsewhere. We discussed that. Or did we discuss it? Sorry? Ksubis, the end of Ksubis, the Shalosh Shvuas. Kufiyot Aleph. where the Gemara says that there were three shvuas taken in history. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says, Shalosh shvuas, lama, achas. What is the three shvuas alluded to in Shir HaShirim? Number one, Shalo Yalu Yisrael Bachoma, the Bnei Yisrael should not go en masse up to Eretz Yisrael until Hashem says, V'achas Yishbiya Kadosh Baruch Hu as Yisrael, Shalo Yimru Dibu Umos HaOlam, and one shvua that we should not rebel against the nations of the world where we are in Galus. V'achas Yishbiya Kadosh Baruch Hu as Odi Kachavim, Shalo Yishtabdu Ben Bnei Yisrael, Yosem Midai, and one shvua that the non-Jews should not subjugate us too much. Yosem Midai. Those are the Shalosh Shvuas. So a number of Achronim say, Rav Shechter quotes this in Nikvei Atzon, that once this is a package deal. That once the Goyim, the Umos Olam, were obviously violated their Shvua throughout history. So the Shavu Yosem Midai, of course they violated that. So once they violated that, so then we don't have to, even if one wants to say that the Shvuas are still intact, there's a number of assumptions. Number one, you want to say that this Gemara is a halachic Gemara, not just a Gadda Gemara. Even if you say that, even if you want to say that there is a shvua of lo yalu b'choma means you can't go back at the Eretz Yisrael en masse, still we don't have to keep the shvua anymore, because once they violated theirs, like Rashi says here, we could violate ours. It's before Shalach and Shulchan Aruch also. Shalach and Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says it's been Reish Lamed Vav, Hilcha Shvuas. Shnayim Shenishvu L'Asos Davar Echad. Two people take a shvua to each other. They agree on something. Va'avar echad mehem al shvua, and one of them violates the shvua. Hasheni pater. The second one does not have to keep his side of the bargain. Ve'eno tzarech atara. You don't even need the atara because the whole thing falls away. Lefichach, therefore, ish ve'isha shenishtat chuzel azev kibluchem li nasi lizban kavua. Let's say a man and a woman make an agreement to get married on a certain day, and then something happens. Misha ya'ake v'hever ha'moed asu l'nasi la'acher. The one whose fault it is cannot marry anybody else because it's their fault. But v'halo mutter v'enotzor ha'chater. The other one is mutter to do whatever they want because once one side broke the bargain, the other side is not bound by it. Rabbi Kiva Eger, right there on the Shulchan Aruch, says kasa v'parshas Korach nire dehua didim Yisrael nishma lasos davar im ha'obed kochavim. Kivan de hobe kachavim lesa b'shvua pater ha Yisrael me osa shvua ad kal l'shona. So that's the, he says that the same thing applies with a Jew and a non-Jew. So again, that's one of these svaras cited to counter the claim of the Satmar Rebbe in Vayol Moshe that the Shalosh Shvuas is the binding Gemara against Klal Yisrael going en masse back to Eretz Yisrael. Number one, Rav Avinera has an article where I think he has 15 defenses. 15. So number one, he says maybe it's not Gadda Gemara. Number two is like this Rashi. Once they, it's a package deal. Once they violate their Shvua, the Bnei Yisrael don't have to keep the third Shvua. The other Svar given by the Ar Sameach from Meir Simcha is that after the Balfour Declaration, the Shvua is not Chal anymore. It's not Shalo Yalo Bachoma. Once Klal Yisrael are given permission to go back to have a homeland, so Sar Pachad HaShvuas, then the whole Gemara falls away. Rav Shechter has another point, where he quotes from the Stipler, from one of his letters, where he says, even if one wants to say that there was a violation of the Shuas, so what does that mean about now? So, Mada Hava Hava, even if there was some type of violation, so that doesn't mean anything for afterwards. Mishuta Nira, Dein Svar Loma Klam, Ebnei Sheyistu Asa Medina Ba'Avera, Shetiyem Mutelas Alei Dechova La'achzira La'Anglia La'Turkia, or Afilu La'Om. To the United Nations. V'chol ha'pilpul odos inyan gimel shvuas inu nogea od klal klal bezvanenu. Taikas of a stipler, she'ikir tainas ha'admer misatmer inu muvan. Because that's already, what does that have to do with afterwards? Originally, mitzvah avera. But if afterwards, other achronim, the stipler, and others say that it shouldn't make a difference afterwards anyway. Okay, but either way, that's alluded to in similar concept here, that once Avimelech violated his side, so we could violate our side.
So what do two people have to be matur neder if one person could just walk away?
So in this type of case, they do not have to be matur neder. If one violated, the other person does not have to be matur neder. Hataras HaDarim is only if I make my own personal shvua and I want to get out of it. Second line. Vayigdal hanar vayivarcheyu. So what happened? Shimshon got bigger. Vayivarcheyu Hashem. And Hashem gave him a bracha. Bamer berchu. What type of bracha? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Sheberchu ba'amaso. Amaso kibdei avdom v'zara kanachol shotev. He had tremendous koach in his zera. That was his bracha. Tremendous koach. In the zera. Being that part of the... So one of the achronim in the Biur HaDaf, part of his koach was going to be involved in, like we had yesterday, in plishtim women. That was going to be how the Yeshua was going to be brought. Obviously, he should have done it more l'shem shemayim, as we said yesterday, but that was part of his koach. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him koach in the area where he needed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve Klal Yisrael. So that's how he had the koach in his zera. Vayikra Shimshon el Hashem, Vayomer. Shimshon, at the end of his life, right, he's holding on to the pillars. Remember the story. He says to Hashem, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Zachreni na v'chaskini na achapam hazeh, help me out one more time. V'inachman nekam achas b'shein einai miplishtim. Remember, the plishtim blinded him. They tied him up. He's holding on to the pillars. All the plishtim are on top having a party. Hashem, please help me get one more revenge. And he grabs the pillars and the whole building falls down. And all the Navi says that he killed more plishtim on that last day of his life than he did his whole life. So that's what he says. He says, help me out. Help me get nekama for one of my eyes. We'll get back to that. Amar Rav. Amar Shim Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbona Shalom. Zachor li Esrim Shana. So the most Rishonim assume it is. Remember the 20 years, because he was shoved for 20 years. Sheshafati as Yisrael. Remember the 20 years that I judged Klal Yisrael. V'lo amarti la'echan mehem, haver li makom v'makom v'makom. I never asked for personal help. Help me out, help me walk from place to place. I never did remember that. Please, help me. Why nekama from one of his eyes? They blinded both of his eyes. Help me get nekama from both my eyes. What do you mean, one of his eyes? Says the Ben Yoyada. Ben Ishchai. Quotes the Chida. The Chida quotes a story from Harav HaChassid Rav Chaim Kapusi Bal Hanes. Don't know who that is. He lived in Mitzrayim. He was a dying in Mitzrayim. And he became blind. He became blind. He was a dying in Mitzrayim. And people started talking. You know, you think it's new. The tabloids. Right? In Mitzrayim, hundreds of years ago, there was a tzaddik dying Bal Mofes who became blind. So what do people start saying? Right? If a dying becomes blind, V'hashochad Ya'aver Einei Pichim. The Torah says that shochad, bribery, blinds those of the wise and the judges. They're saying, oh, he must have taken shochad. He must have taken shochad because look, he became blind. And he got up in shul, this Baal Mofetz, and said, if it's true that I took bribes, I should stay blind for the rest of my life. But if I didn't take bribes, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give me my sight back. And kachaya, he got his sight back. But his Kabbalah Tfilasa Behilo Nero, Vania Tsair, says the Chida, who the Ben Ishchai is quoting, I saw his signature before he became got his sight back and after he got his sight back. And you could tell that the first time he couldn't make out anything, any of his letters, because he couldn't see what he was doing. And afterwards, it was beautiful, it was perfect. So says the Ben Ishchai, says the Ben Yoyada, quoting this story. Must have been the same thing with Shimshon. Shimshon was a shofet, and he got his eyes knocked out. So Shimshon says in front of Hashem, they're going to think that I took bribes. That's why I was blinded. I don't want that. I don't want them saying that about a shofet in Klal Yisrael. MS, that I deserve to get blinded somewhat because I followed my eyes. Right? I followed my eyes like the Mishnah says. But, you know, how could we have a pshara that I could get punished, but people won't think that it was because I was blinded? So he says, one eye. One eye. Why? One of my eyes. Why? Because if it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shochad Yaver, Einei is plural. Einei Pichim, so that's both my eyes. But give it a come for one of my eyes, then they'll know it's from, because these were Shoim, put out one of my eyes. They'll know it's not because of the Shochad. Right? So that's what he says at the end. Milzat Tazrini Atolin Komehem Nikmas Eini. One eye, Kadeshi Yizbara Kol Sha'asu Mitzat Bechirasamasu. Vohaisak Zerazu Min Hashamayim. So that's what he says. Let me get Nakama for one of my eyes so that the Shochad issue won't be a factor. Let's continue. Vayelech Shimshon, 12 lines down. Vayelech Shimshon, Vayelech Shlosh Meo Shualim. What Shimshon do? Remember, he went and he gathered 300 foxes and he wrapped their tails together and he burned the field. Maishna Shualim, why foxes? Amr Abi Ivo Bernegdi, Amr Abi Bar Abba Omar, Shimshon Yavo, Amr Shimshon Yavo Misha Chozel Achorev, Yifra Miplishim Shechazer Bishvuasan. Foxes, Rashi explained, whenever they see an enemy in front of them, they go back, they walk away, they don't run away normally to the side, they just go backwards. They walk backwards, that's what foxes do. So just like take an animal who went back on, goes back on itself to repay the Plishtim who went back on their word, who went back on their Shvuah. Tanya. Amr of Shimon HaChassid, being safe of Shal Shimshon, Shishim Amahaya, Shimshon's shoulders were 60 amas wide. Pretty big guy. Shene Amar, Vayishkav, even according to Rav Chaim Noah, who has the smaller shita of an Amma, you know, not just the Chazon Ish, it's still a pretty big. Shneimar Vayishkav Shimshon ad Chatzi Alayla. Shimshon was sleeping till after night when the Plishtim thought that they had him captured. Vayakam b'chatzi alayla, vayochas b'tlosos shar ha'ir. What happened? He got up from the night. He grabbed the gates of the city. Ushteya mezuzos, vayisa'im in amarinach, vayasam al-ksefav. He carried away the gates of the city on his shoulders. V'gemiri, and we have a mesorah, dein tlosos aza, p'chusas b'shishim amma. We know the gates were at least 60 amas wide. And we assume the shoulders were wide enough to carry the gates. So therefore we assume that the shoulders were 60 amas wide. Vayehi tochein bebeso asurim, and he was grinding in the jail. What does that mean? Amar Yochanan, ein tchina ela lashon avera. Tochein is a lashon of avera in the jail. Vachinu amer titchan la'acher ishti, right? Be grind with another woman. My wife grinded with another man. Malamei shekol echad ve'echad hevi lo est ishto lebeso asurim kidei shetisaber heimenu. Pashas of the Gemara, all the plishtim wanted to have kids like Shimshon. So they didn't care if they were the father. At least let my wife live with Shimshon, and you know we'll have a kid like Shimshon, be able to defeat Shimshon. So the pashas is that's the lashon of avera. The Riaf, one of the Mefarshim, and then Yaakov says they did this to weaken him. They want to get him weak. So they could defeat him. But others also, some of the Achronim suggest that maybe don't take this so literally. It doesn't mean that they should have kids like Shimshon, but it means that they should take a good look at Shimshon, and then they could go home. But Shimshon, the tzaddik, he lived with all these plishtim women. Again, you have netiyah lekan lekan, how much on the tzaddik side of it, and on the shofet gibor side of it. But some of the farshim say, how can you say this about Shimshon, one of the shoftim for 20 years? So it really means they went to take a good look at Shimshon, and it says, k'desha tis'aber heimenu, means that when they go home, the wife could be thinking about Shimshon. Because there are certain makoros, we'll quote right now, that the machshavis b'shas bia has a tremendous effect on the vlad. The Ramban says that the source of this is the Ramban in the Segaris Hakodesh. It's printed usually with a baal nefesh laharayvid, that the machshavis of b'shas bia has tremendous effect. So the husband said, "Hey, okay, you don't think about me this time. Think about Shimshon." So therefore, we can have giborim like Shimshon. The Svarno says this a little bit. Where do you look? Where do you look for the makoros on this? The Ramban says it. That's where the sources are. By Yaakov Avinu, by Yaakov and he put the sheet to look at the spotted and the speckled, all the different things. He put in the shikosos hamayim. So on that pasuk, the Mefarshim discusses. So the Sfarno says it in one line. It says the Sfarno, Sfarno's quote on the bottom in the footnotes of the Rebbeinu Bachai, v'titzuyar b'dimyonam ba'esa hayrayon, and they'll have the vision at the moment that they are with the males, ki hatsir bekocho hamedame beesa hirayon yifal al rov bin nolad demus davar mitsuyer. They think about it during the leida will be affected by the shas hirayon. But even more info, Rabbeinu Bachai quotes that idea, and then he quotes, you see that by animals, it's a kol shekain to people. Umi maisa hateva shebeparsha zu. From the Maisa Teva, Yesh Lomod Chiyuv Bnei Adam, She Yesh Lahem Seichel, V'das, L'Kadish Atzman B'Shash Nizkakim Yunisho Seyen. People who have Das, who have Seichel to be able to sanctify themselves in all areas of life, even Benish L'Ishto, Shariyanu Rom B'Behemah, Sira Over, Ha'uber Yotzei K'Visira Machshava, even by animals who don't have thoughts, who don't have Machshava, it's affected. So La'otso V'Ktusha Zui Taras HaMachshava Shlo Yachshu B'Isha Acheres V'Lo B'Dvar Machirim Rak B'Ishto. Many sources in Chazal, B'Shas Ma'isabia, the focus is supposed to be on just Adam, but just Benish L'Ishto. V'Zeh Kal V'Chomer She'Ein Olav Shuvin, it's a Kal V'Chomer. If animals who don't have any Das see what an effect it has, so Kal V'Chomer L'Bnei Adam Asher Yesh Lahem Koach Gadol B'Nefesh HaSichlis L'Tzayir Machshavasam V'Libam Elyonim V'Atachtonim V'Yesh Lahem Kavana B'Das V'Seichel L'Eskavin Bosat. They have to be metaher their machshava. Many of the halachas in this area of halacha is about this nekuda, to be able to focus the maisa on benish lishto. That's why it's balayla, and that's why it's choshech, and that's why it's, there are many halachas related, but almost all of them are to get everything else out of one's mind to be able to focus, like Rabbeinu Bachai says. How could Rabbi Yochanan see outside the mikvah? It's a good question, right? So he says, though, that's a question the first one there asked. They say, because they ask two questions. How could he stay outside the mikvah from, wasn't he worried about himself? They say, the Bach there says in Brachas Davchav, he had long eyebrows, so he couldn't see anything. They covered his eyes. But he was doing it L'Shem Shemayim. When they would be with their husband, they would think about a tzaddik. Not about him specifically, maybe about just having a tzaddik. Continuing. So getting back, so maybe that's another pshat about what this means, that the husbands brought their wives. Amar, Papa Hanadamri Inshi, but the Gemara seems to take it on a pshuto level, because the Papa says, this is what people say, Kami Deshashi Chamra Chamra. It's easy when, before somebody who drinks wine, bring them wine. Meaning bring somebody what they, something to a person what they're used to. Kame Rafuka Guride Duvla. In front of a gardener, you know, bring garden vegetables to snack on, because that's what he's used to. Yomer Rabbi Yochanan. Kol mezane ishto mezanenes olav. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if somebody is mezane, sometimes it goes both ways. If the husband is being mezane, sometimes the wife also. Obviously, chas v'shalom, not always, but sometimes if one is distancing, so to the other. Shneamar im nifteh libi al isha v'al pesach rei arafti. If a person is seduced from his wife, v'ksiv titchan la'acher ishti v'aleh yichron acherin. Others are lying with her. He is bekari is with a large kari, which Rashi is a pumpkin. The itzeki bebutzine is with a small pumpkin. I mean, they're both involved in the same activities. The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan Shimshon Donis Yisrael Gavim Shemashamayim Shimshon judged the Jews like Hashem. Shneimar Donya Dinamo Ka'achad Shiftei Yisrael. Right? Who's the Achad? The Echad is Hashem. V'chulu. Chama Rabbi Yochanan Shimshon Al Shmosh Lachadosh Baruch Hu Nikra. Shimshon was called Al Shem Hashem. Shneimar Ki Shemesh Umagein Hashem Elokim. So you see, Shimshon is from the word Shemesh, and Hashem is like the sun, and Shimshon is like the sun. V'chulu. Elamat Lo Yimache. Wow. If Shimshon is the Shem Hashem, so you shouldn't be able to erase the name of Shimshon. Is that true? Gemara assumes not. Ella, no. Me'ein Shemosh LaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't really mean the name of Hashem, but like the name of Hashem. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu megen akol olam kulo, av Shimshon megen bedorashli al Yisrael. Just like Hashem protects the whole world, so too Shimshon protects the whole world. So the Gemara has a havamina, maybe should not be erased. Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Ella says, what about the name Shalom? What about the name Shalom? Right, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yud, you can't give your friend Shalom in the bathroom. You can't say Shalom Aleichem in the bathroom. Because Shalom is the Shem Hashem. You can't erase that either. Tosfos answers, in Achinami. Cannot erase the name Shalom. That's Tosfos. The Loka Chashev is not listed in Masechta Sofrim. Why? Ton of Ashir. It's off the list, but really Tosfos seems to say Meikar Adin. This is how the Gra understands Tosfos. He's not allowed to erase the name Shalom. The Rosh in Etshuva argues. The Rosh says no. In Klal Shlishi, Gimel Tesvav, in the Tshuvas Arash, the Rush quotes that Shalom is not a shame etzem, but it's what's called a shame toar. It's descriptive. It's just like Chanun, Varachum, Erech Apayim. Shalom, Hashem is the God of peace, just like he's the compassionate God, and therefore there's no problem with erasing the name Shalom. So it's discussed in Shulchan Aruch, the Shachas Mekel, like the Rush, but sometimes I wanted my Rabbein that never wrote my name. That's another added chumrah. Let's go back a step. What about if you have a person whose name is Shalom? Not just writing it as Shem Hashem, but person whose name is Shalom. So that also, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Simin Pei Dalet, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, where he talks about this in the Mishnah Berurah. The Adam Sheshmo Shalom, Yesh Osrim Bebeis HaMerchas Lekroso Bishmo, El B'Lashon Las. Call him by his English name. I got a problem. What if he doesn't have an English name? Right, the Yesh Matirin, and some say that it's mutter anyway. Kiva and Sheinim Eskavin Alinian Hashalom Ella Haskar Shmoshel Oso Adam. You don't even mind Shem Hashem. You have a mind to call your friend Shalom. So Mishnah Berurah quotes two days. Ubi Devar Sofrim Halach Achra Meikol V'Chein Nogin. So the Minhag is to be Meikol, but V'Yarei Shemayim Yesh Lo Lahachmir. But he says Yarei Shemayim should be Machmir because many Achronim Aser, and therefore when you call him, leave out the last letter. Just say Shalom, Shalom, or with a Nun instead of a Mem. Nobody will notice Shalom. Right? Nobody will notice, says the Mishnah Berurah. The guy begares a reshus, and also by just writing a letter to someone. Writing a letter. Nachon shalom lichtov shalom. He lived in the East, but he really wrote letters. Wow. The Nachon begares a shalom lichtov shalom im vav rak shalem. Maybe you just write shalom without the vav. So it's not really shalom, right? If you write shalom aleichem in the beginning of a letter. So this is a discussion in the poskim, how machmer or how mekos. I wanted my rebbeim whenever he wrote shin lam and vav with the smidrik. Just like you write by real Shemas Hashem, but many acronym are Mekel. A, because Shalom is like the Rosh says, even if it's being used to refer to Hashem, it's still Mutter, because it's only a shame Tawar, not a shame Atzem. Number two, even if it is a shame Atzem, but if it's being used for not to refer to Hashem, but it's being referred to use as a Shalom Aleichem, if you say Shalom Aleichem, that's referring to Hashem. We're saying peace from Hashem should be upon you. Right? The marker for Shalom Aleichem is by Boaz. And they answer Yivarecha Hashem. That's why you say Shalom Aleichem, and they answer Aleichem Shalom. Because he first said Hashem Imachem, he put Shem Hashem first. They answer Yivarecha Hashem, so he put Shem second, Alechem Shalom. So when you say Shalom Aleichem, that's really Shem Hashem. But if you call your friend whose name is Shalom, so then that's an added Chumrah. But again, it's a Machlokas, but it's an added Chumrah, but this Tosfos seems to be Machmer. This Tosfos seems to say, it is a real Shem Hashem. Continuing. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Bilam chiger beraglo achas haya. Bilam was lame in one leg. Shenemar v'yelach shefi. He had a limp. He had a limp. The Marsha says in Sanhedrin, amazing. And he still schlepped to go curse the Jews. He could barely walk. He could barely walk. But he still schlepped to curse the Jews. Shimshon chiger b'shtei raglov haya. He was very strong, but he walked with a limp in both of his legs. Shenemar shififon ali orach. If shefi means one leg problematic, so shififon means two. Tan Rabbanan. Five people were created in Dugma Shalmala. What does that mean? Just like Hashem is unique, they had a unique attribute that nobody else had. And they all were locap in this attribute, in this mita. Shimshon Bekocho, Shimshon in his strength. Shaul Betzavaro, Shaul had a very long neck. Avshalom Besaira, Avshalom had beautiful hair. Tzidkio Be'enav, Tzidkio had special eyes. Asa Baraglav, Asa in his feet. The last two Rashi says we don't know exactly where the source of this is, but we know they got punished in them, so therefore go backwards. They must have had beautiful parts of the body here. Shimshon Bekocho, we're going to prove now how each of them were Nichshal and Nafal in this area. So Shimshon in his strength, Tachsiva Yasar Kocho Me'olav, Shimshon's strength left him. Shol Betzavaro, Tachsiva Yikach Shol Asachar Vayipal Aleha, Shol took his sword and fell on it, not for now, but all the Befarshim, both in the last parak of Shmuel Aleph and the first parak of Shmuel Beis, talk about what really happened. You get different impressions from different Sukkim. The end of Shmuel Aleph, it seems to say that Shol actually killed himself. He rolled on his sword. But at the beginning of Shmuel Beis, the Nar Maleki tells David, I killed him, I finished him off. So it's a big discussion. Was he lying? And David killed him. So if he was lying, why'd he kill him? Just being Mavaza? So it's a big question. The Malbim, the end of Shmuel Aleph. So it's an amazing question. Could Shaul kill himself? He was a tzaddik. So that is a big discussion. But from this pasuk of Shmuel Aleph, it sounds like he did. Avshalom b'sayro k'dibon alimur. Come on, we'll get to that later. Avshalom in his hair, because that was discussed in the Mishnah, and we'll get to that at the end of today's daf, which we'll probably do tomorrow. Ezra Hashem. Tzidkio be'enav d'chsiv es einet tzidkio iver. Tzidkio's eyes were blinded. Asa baraglav d'chsiv rak leisik nusa chalas raglav. When he got old, his legs were sick. V'amr of Yudam Arav shachazto patagra. He got patagra, which means gout. That's how the most translated. Amarle Marzucha Braider of Nachman of Nachman Hekidame Patagra, what type of disease is that? Amarle Kabachat Bsarachai, like a needle in flesh. Like a needle in flesh. Doctors, what do you say? You saw, you're shaking your head?
It's very painful.
Needle in flesh. Mina Yada, how did he know? How did Marzutra, how did Rav Nachman know? 3 days. Ikad Ami Mechashabichashbe, maybe he had it. His Rebbe told him, like we had, Kodesh Baruch Hu told him. Why was Nasa punished? Because he made Talmid HaChamim do the same responsibilities of the army and fighting on the front lines. He got all of Yehuda, ain naki, without anyone naki. My Einaki, what is that? What is Einaki? Amar Yudam Arav, Afilu, Chasid Mechadro, Vekala Mechupasa. Even people who just got married, Kolshik and everybody else. How do you know the Chasin? Because it says by Shana Rishona, Naki Yi Elevesa Shana Echas. He should be Naki, he should be clean to his wife. So that's Einaki, even a Naki wasn't free. Ksiv. Vayer Shimshon Timnasa, Viksiv, Hine Chamech Ola Timnasa. It says that Shimshon went down to Timna. It says, to Tamar, that Yehuda went up to Timna. Amar Abelazar, three answers. Shimshon shenis gana baksiv be Yerida. Yehuda shenis alav baksiv be Aliyah. By Shimshon, this was his downfall. So it says he went down to Timna. Yehuda, this was going to be his ultimate in being Modeh. It's going to turn out well for Yehuda, even though right now it wasn't going to turn out well, but it was going to turn out well for Yehuda. So it says Aliyah. Answer one. 1 minute. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Shtei Timnos saw you. There were two Timnas. Chada by Yerida, chada by Aliyah. One in a valley, one on a hill. Rav Papa Amar. A third answer, like we say by Shchem, like Rashi quotes in Parshas Vayeshev. Chada Timna Havnei. It was one Timna that was in the middle of a hill. To Asi Mehai Gisa Yerida, Asi Mehai Gisa Aliyah. So you could come up and down to it. Kagon Varduniya Ube Bari Veshuka Danarsh. Yeah. It's Eres of Vayered Yehuda from his brothers. Vayered Me'achav, yeah. Why does Rashi only quote the third answer? I'm not sure. I'm sure you can look at the Mefarshim on Rashi there. Mizrahi, the Gurayeh. Why does Rashi only quote the third answer? I don't know. But Teisha bePesach Inayim, and she went to sit. Tamar went to sit at Pesach Inayim. Right? We got in from Shimshon to Yehuda. Now we're talking about Yehuda. Amr of Alexandri, Milami Shahokhav Yeshua Bepitzkosh Avram Avinu. She went to sit at the Pesach of Avram Avinu. Makum Shakoli Nehem Sofos Lir Oso Inayim Sofos Lir Oso. Where everybody used to go. Right? That's where she used to went. What does it mean? The place Pesach Inayim, where the Inayim were always. The Mizrahi on Chumash, on this pasuk quotes, maybe she went to Maris Machpelah to Davin. Maybe she went to Maris Machpelah to Davin. That's what it means, Pesach Inayim. Rav Chanan Omar, Rebbe, Rav, Makom Ushishmo Inayim. No, there's a name of a place called Inayim. Pesach Inayim, the gateway of Inayim. Bechidu Omer, Tapuach, V'Haina. Rav Shomar Nachmeni Omar, 3. Shenosna Inayim L'dvareha. She gave eyes to her words. That means she was very convincing in her words. Kishetava, when Yehuda came in, Amarla, Shemanach Rasad, are you Jewish? Amarla Giyorasani, yeah, I'm a convert. Interesting. A convert before the Torah was given. I'm a Gioris. I'm not an Ovid Kochavim. Shema Eishah. Maybe I keep the Shema Mitzvah of Noach. Shema Eishah Zishat. Maybe you're married. Amrle Pnuyani. I'm a Pnuya. I'm not married. Shema Kibo Bech Avich Kedushin. Maybe your father got Kedushin for you. Amrle Yisoma Ami. No, I'm a Yisoma. I'm a Yisoma. Maybe not literally, but at least Yisoma Bechayahav, because she was married before and her husband died. Shema Tmeat. Maybe you're a Nida. Amrle Tahorani. No. So she was very convincing in her words. Period. Vayita Eishel. Yeah. She didn't ask if she was a kukul yavam. Yeah, she didn't ask that. That maybe that's only an Isser Lav. That's not an Isser Karis. Yeah. What are you doing at the street corner? Well, he knew she was a zona. That's what he thought she was. He just wanted to make sure that there were no other Isurim besides the fact that she was a zona. Right. I think the question is, what's the Isser of znus with a pnuya Jew? It might be a very 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 ancient Isser of the Rabbanan. So maybe he was only worried about the Daraisas, not the Rabbanan. Some say. Is a Jew better than a non-Jew? It's a good question. It's a good question. Tosfos in Yevamos says a non-Jew is better. Right, but it's a good question. Vayita Eishel Be'er Sheva. And he planted an Eishel in Be'er Sheva. Famous. Amr Eishel Akash B'la Meishel Asa Pardes. He planted a vineyard, a orchard. V'nata Bo Kol Minim Begadim. And he planted all different types of delicacies. Rav Yehuda Rav Nechemya. Chad Amr Pardes V'chad Amr Puntuk. One says, yeah, he planted the orchard. But the other day says that Avraham Avinu planted, made a puntuk, made an inn. Bishol Amanda Amr Pardes Hanan Se Vayita. You plant an orchard. So Vayita makes sense. Amanda Amr Puntuk My Vayita. How do you plant an inn? Yeah, like you set up your tent, you pluck down your tent, period. What's the machlokas about? Pardes versus Pundik? So the Maral says, maybe, what's the ikar of Hachnasas Archim? To give them what they need, or to give them delicacies? Extra stuff. What's the ikar? Manda Amar, inn. So you give them what's an inn? An inn is where you sleep. An inn is where you give them basic necessities. A pardes, an orchard, the magadim. Oh, maybe that's the gavus of Achrasas Archim. So another pshat though in the Biurei Hadaf, I think from the Ein Eliyahu that he says that maybe the machlokas is, do you make al hamichya midaraisa or midrabanan? What is that about? So machlokas aposkim, whether al hamichya bracha main shalosh is daraisa drabanan. Benching is obviously daraisa, but nefashas is drabanan. What about al hamichya? So Avram Avinu wanted to be mechayedim in a bracha daraisa. So, according to the Mandarma that he planted an orchard is probably brachas, right, one of the Shivas Aminim. So it's only going to be that day a holds that Al-Mikhi is Daraisa. According to the one who set up an inn, what do you give it an inn? You give the staple of life, you give him some bread. Right, so Dafka have to give him bread in order to wash and make a bracha Daraisa, because Al-Mikhi would only be Durabanan. Okay, other answers, but you see the size of this daf. Vayikra Hashem, Sham B'Shem Hashem, Kel Olam, he called it the name of Hashem. Amr Ishlavish Al-Tikri Vayikra, Ella Vayakri. Avram didn't call, but Vayakri, Hifil, he caused to be called. And he caused them to call Hashem. Melamed, Shehikri Avram Avinu, Lashmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bepeh, he called, Avram Avinu caused the name of Hashem to be called in all the mouths of those who passed by. Call over Vishav, anybody who passed by. Ketzad, how? Lachash, Akhla Vishasu, Amdu Lavaruch Hu, when they finished eating, they got up to give Avram a bracha. Amar Lohem, v'chiv mishali achaltem. You didn't eat from me. Mishal alokei olam achaltem. You ate from Hashem. Hodu v'shibchu uberchu. Right, give brachas to him. L'mishal amar v'hayah ha'olam. Bench to him. Period. Va'yir'eh, back to Yehuda. Va'yir'eh, Yehuda v'achshav elezona, ki chista panecha. Yehuda thought she was a zona because she covered her face. Shinda kista panecha, chashva lezona? What do you mean? Because she covered her face, zonas do the opposite. Zonas do the opposite, they don't cover their faces. So Amar Belazar, she kista panecha, no. She covered her face when she lived with Yehuda. with in her in-law's house. So that's why he didn't recognize her now. Any kala who's snua in her in-law's house, will have kings and prophets. You know that from Tamar. Neviim tachziv chazoni Yishayo ben Amotz, right? Yishayo is from Amotz, who we'll see in a minute is from David. Malachim mi David, and kings come from David. V'yam damar Rabbi Levi, davar zeh, misaras v'yadenu me'avaseinu, Amotz va'amatzia achim havi. Amatzia was one of the Malchei Yehuda, Amotz was his brother, so you see Amotz, who was the father of Yishayo, also came from David HaMelech. What's the Midah Keneged Midah? A kala who is snua gets kings and prophets. So the Ben Yoyada says, a tsnua is somebody who prevents people from stumbling. Right? She's a tsnua. She doesn't cause any michshol. That's the point of a prophet, that's the point of a king, and that's the point of a navi. A navi removes spiritual michsholim from people, and a king also. His purpose is to remove the physical michsholim from people, get rid of all the enemies. So that's the king and the navi. They remove the physical and the spiritual michsholim, and that's what she was doing here as well. Ben Yehoyada right here. He mutzeis, she's taken out to be burned after she was found out to be pregnant. He mitutzeis bibayle. That wouldn't it be better to say he mitutzeis, that she is taken out forcibly? Amr Belazar, no, it's referring, what does it say, mutzeis? It's from the word mitzia, found. La'achar shenimsu simaneha. Once she had in her hands, she had Yehuda's staff and his belt, and she's going to return it to him. Bas Samal v'richkan. Samael, who is the bad angels. He came and took it away. Why? Because he didn't want Tamar to be with Yehuda. He didn't want Tamar to live. He wanted Tamar to be killed. So then David HaMelech would never exist. So that's why he took away the things that she was going to return. But Gavriel v'kirvan, Gavriel came back and gave it back to her. And that's what it means she found them. Hayna d'chsiv l'mnaseach al yonas elem rechokim l'david michtam. What does that mean? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishah, Shenisrachu, Simonel, once it was taken away from her, Nasis Kioni Lemes, she was like a mute dove, a silent dove, she couldn't say anything. L'David Michtam, Sheyatzim Mena David, what does the word Michtam have to do with David? Three answers. Sheyatzim Mena David, Shayamach Vitam Lakol. Michtam is lowly and complete. He was a pure, perfect unav to people. Number one. Dover Acher, what else does Michtam mean? Shahaisa Makaso Tama. Shenoa Kishumal. Mach Tam, his Makkah, where we usually get a Makkah, meaning the Bris Milah, it was Tam, it was complete, meaning he didn't have a Bris Milah. Period, right? He was born Mahol. Ask the Marsha, don't we have a Medrash that says that when David HaMelech was in the shower, he said, Oy vey, I have no mitzvahs, I'm naked from mitzvahs. And then he saw his Bakla Milah, he says, Baruch Hashem, I'm not Arum. He didn't have a Milah, says the Marsha. So what does the Marsha say? You want to hold like the Man D'Amar that says even if you're Nolan Mol, you have to have a Tavas Dambris, you have to cause it to bleed a little bit? What about according to the other Man D'Amar? So it must be that he was happy that he wasn't an RL, even if he didn't do the Mitzvah Mila. That's what the Marsha says. At least he has the status of Mahol, even though he didn't do the Mitzvah of Mila. That was good enough for David. Dabar Acher, 3. Michtam. What else does Michtam mean? Kishim Shebakat Nuso. Hikten Atzvo Yitzel Mishagadu Mimena Lomal Torah. Just like when he was small, when he was younger, he lowered himself. Kach Begdulaso V'chulu D'Bachay Ezin. The rest, so to when he was great, it didn't go to his head. She sent to her father-in-law saying, Le'ish Asher Eila Lo Anochi Hara. Right? To the man whose these belong to, I am pregnant. But Tamale Mimar, why didn't she just say, you're the father? Amar of Zusha Bartubia, Amar Rab, Yamila Amar of Chanabar Chabizna, Amar of Shimon Chasida, Yamila Amar of Yochanan Mishimar of Shimon Yachoy. Famous line, Noach Lo La'adam Shapalas Vatok Kipshana Eish. Better to make yourself fall into a fiery furnace rather than to embarrass your friend in public. Minolan, what's the source? Mi Tamar. From Tamar. Period. Famous Tosfos. Tosfos asks on top. So why isn't this on the list of the big three? Right? You got to give your life instead of embarrassing your friend. So Tosfos says, Noachlo, right? So why isn't this the big three? Tosfos answers, it's not on the big three because it's on the Furish in the Pasuk. Meaning it is the big three also. It's the big four. Says Tosfos, the big four. We had, if you remember, back in Subis, we had maybe Gezel also. But forgetting that one, Mefurish Tosfos. Tosfos says this is on that list. Rabbeinu Yonah says it even more Mefurish in two places. Rabbeinu Yonah says it in Shari Tshuva, in Gimel Kuf Lamed Tes, that this is Avak Ritzicha. It's like the dust of Ritzicha, but even more Mefurish in Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah, Gimel Tezvav, Mabim B'nei Chaver Barabim, Zet Toldus HaDvarim SheYeharig Bohen Va'al Yavar. Says Rabbi Yehuda Mefurish, Yeharig Va'al Yavar, to embarrass your friend in public. Yaharig Val Yavar. And he explains there, I not like Tosis, it's not on the list for various reasons. It is on the list. It's Shvichas Damin. It's murder. When you kill somebody or when you embarrass them, so the blood rushes out of their face, and then it comes back into their face, they become white, they become red. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, this is one of the big three. Unbelievable. This is Tosis and Rabbeinu Yonah. The Meiri here, that's the conscience, is known as the Machlokas. Tosis and the Meiri. The Meiri here says, be Zahir not to embarrass your friend. Derech Ha'ara. Doesn't sound like it's a Chiyuv. I don't think the Meiri went around embarrassing people. But he just doesn't hold. It's one of the big three. But it's an important Tosis and important Rabbeinu Yonah. Sorry? It doesn't say Chayiv. It says Noach Ola Adam. Right. It says Noach Ola Adam. That might be the Makar, why the Meiri says it. Okay? That's a big discussion. But Tosis and the Rabbeinu Yonah both assume that it is. Yarva Yavar. Let's do one more minute. Haker Na, continuing the story. Look at these. Recognize these. Tamar tells Yehuda. Amr Chamer Rabbi Chanina, Bahaker Bisr La'aviv, Bahaker Bisruhu. With the word Haker, Yehuda told his father, and with Haker, he was announced too. What does that mean? Bahaker Bisr, Haker no Ksonas bin Chahi, when he sent to his father the Ksonas of Yosef dipped in blood, recognized this Abba. So he was punished with Haker. Bahaker Bisruhu, Haker no Lami, period. No, what does it mean? No Haker, no a no Eloshin Bakasha. No is a lashon bakasha. Amrle, she says to him, "Bevakasha mimcha, haker pnei baracha v'al talim einecha mimeni." Be recognize your Creator, meaning do tshuva, and don't hide your eyes from me. Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda vayomer tzarka mimeni. Yehuda recognizes this and says, "She's right." Hainu da amer Rabbi Chanin bar Bizna amer Shimon Chasida Yosef shekidah shemayim b'seis ser zochav osi v'loz achad b'shvar shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef, who was makali shem shemayim, not living with Hs Potifar, he got an extra name letter from Hashem's name added on. The Hey is Hashem. Dechsev edus be Yosef shmo. Yehuda shekidah shem shemayim b'far hesi. Yehuda, who admitted in public, zochav v'nikra kulo ashmo shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. His whole name has Shem Hashem in it. Yehuda is Shem Hashem with a dalet. Right, his whole name, it was from beforehand, from the word Odeh, Kasha. Kasha is Siyata Deshmaya, that it worked out this way. Kivan Shehodeh, two more lines. Va'amar Tzadkim Imeni, once he was Modeh, and she says, she is more righteous than me, Yotzah Baskol V'yamra, Atoy Yitzalta Tamar Shnei Banayam Min Ha'or, you saved Tamar and her two kids from fire, you saved three people, Chayecha She'ani Mata B'Shchus Chagimel Mibanecha Min Ha'or. So I'm also going to save three people from fire for you. Ma Ninu, Chanana, Mishael, Va'azaria. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue. Tomorrow we talk about the next line, it's going to talk about an Amora, who has the same name as his father-in-law. So we'll talk about Sefer Chassidim a little bit. Okay, at 6:10. Can't start late these days. Look at the size. Look at these sizes. Okay. Today's cheer was sponsored by the Silvers. L'zeicha nishmas. Zalman Menachem Ben Tovia.